Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. You are listening to the Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left Restaurant, the Captain Lombardi Restaurant in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you this inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every day from 11 to noon. Reach us through restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Francis, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it, Tony. yes.
I got an email from one of our loyal listeners about a website he went to recently, and he sent me a link to the website. And it's a website called waiterrant.net.
Oh, I got that same email.
And rarely do I recommend that you avoid a website and actually tell you about it, but this website was particularly annoying to me. And it's a website that where it's pretty much just people ranting about the evils that people do to each other. And I honestly don't have a huge problem with ranting about true evils that people do to one another, but I just think that the people who are running this website are a little out of hand.
Well,
they're a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Whiny.
It's a website where you sign on and you can put it. They have their own way to rant how you know you're an expletive customer, right?
Yes, bad. An expletive that means really bad, pain in the neck.
And they list a whole bunch of things that are like, what a pain in the butt these customers are. And I keep thinking, it's your job.
It's funny because the person who sent this to me sent it to me and was just kind of like, have you seen this? And so I went and I looked at it and I said, you know what? I read through it. It really made me mad. You know, these are a lot of the things on this list are things that you as a customer should be asking for all the time or certainly have the right to ask for whenever you go to a restaurant. And we're going to go over some of them in just a minute. So I sent that back to the person who sent it. He said, you know, you sent this to me. It actually made me mad that, you know, these waiters complaining about some of the things on this list. And he wrote back to me and went, thanks, because I do some of the stuff on that list, and I was worried that maybe...
But here's some of the things that, look, if it's too much trouble to provide people with hospitality and graciousness and you hate it so much when someone asks you something, the reason that you're a waiter or a bartender or a maitre d' or a sommelier or a restaurant owner is so that people can come and feel comfortable and get the things that they want and
enjoy their experience. I mean, one of the first ones I'm going to talk about on this list is you request a list of the CDs that were playing on the house stereo.
This is a list of things that qualify you according to this
as being
website.
As being a jerk customer.
So okay, if you ask what the CDs were playing on the house stereo is, that means that you like what we're doing.
What a nice compliment. You like the music I'm playing. How nice of you to ask. I'll try and get the names of the music for you.
Why does that make you a jerk customer?
I have no idea.
I think it's great.
And there are a bunch of things on here that are just ridiculous, but then there's other things on here. You know, you tell the waiter you're in the business. You know what? If you're in the business, I want you to tell me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know why that makes you a jerk.
Well, you know why it makes if you're in a business and you're cynical and you just want to go home and you don't want to talk to anybody, then I guess it would be a pain. But I would think that, you know, I'm working and somebody says, "Oh yeah, we're in the business. I wait tables here or I'm a chef there." I think, "Oh, that's cool. That's something. That's right. It's about being a real waiter." You know, Patrick O'Connell said something.
Not to mention the fact that I take it as a compliment that people in my industry want to come and check out and see what I'm doing.
Patrick O'Connell said something, and he said, Patrick O'Connell's the chef at the Inn at Little Washington, one of the most recognized chefs in America. And he said the whole point of service, he wants everyone, sort of a Zen thing, to be mindfully present at the table, to be mindfully present with your guest's dining experience. And if you're present with the people, and that's what they want, and mm-hmm. somebody says, "I'm in the business too," how could you not see that as anything? I mean, why is that somehow make you a jerk? I don't get it.
Okay. I don't understand. Here's another one that really made me mad because a couple of these have happened to me as a customer. And remember that I don't just own a restaurant. I'm a customer too.
Right.
But here's one that, and very upsetting, okay? You get sat 5 minutes before closing and say, we don't want to be rushed, okay?
Do I get a discount for sitting 5 minutes before closing?
Please notice the difference between you sat 5 minutes before closing and we sat you 15 minutes after we were closed.
Right.
Okay, those are two completely different things. If you want to change your closing time so you can go home earlier than not, then change your closing time.
Right.
If I seat till 10 o'clock, then the customer I seat at 5 minutes to 10 should expect exactly the same service as a customer I sat at 5 minutes to 8 or the customer I sat at 5 minutes to 6. And anything less than that is rude. Okay?
Change your closing time. I remember once I went to a restaurant, changed ownership a number of times. I think you know the place I'm talking about here in Jersey. And it was raining like heck. And it was a Monday night and it was getting close to 9 o'clock. And I called the restaurant because I'd heard that it changed owners. It's again changed owners since then. And I called, and I said, and this is years ago, I said, listen, my girlfriend and I want to come into dinner. I can't get there from New Brunswick until 10 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
I know you close at 9 o'clock. If you can't accommodate us tonight, that's fine, because I'll just as soon go to New York. Okay, because I was living in New Brunswick mm-hmm. at the time, so that's how long ago it was. It was 7 years ago. And they said, no, come on. And I even said on the phone, I said, listen, if you guys want to close and get out of there, I totally understand, but I can't make it till just before your closing time. But it's no skin off my nose. Just tell me now. I'll go to New York.
But this isn't a clothing store or a supermarket that if you walk in at 5 minutes to 9, they're going to lock the door at 9 o'clock. This is a restaurant
right.
where you're expected to take 2 to 3 hours.
Well, and
so if I want to close my doors at midnight, well, then I make my last seating at 9 or at 9:30. If I want to close my doors at 1, then I make my last seating 9:30 or 10.
And the other thing is, what happened with this restaurant was I showed up at 5 minutes of, I sat down, and the waiter, one waiter left. I was the only person in the dining room, which is why I had called and asked.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat me down, and I ordered, and I said, you know what? I know how I'm going to get this guy back. I said, this guy's going to be rude, but, you know, you shouldn't have to resort to this, but I ordered a $200 bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm in the business. I ordered a $200 bottle of wine. Now, I'm an idiot.
Oh, you got him back.
I'm trying.
You didn't get back at him.
No, I tried.
You got him on your side.
Right. I tried to get him back on my side. Because, mm-hmm. look, okay, well, you got to stay an extra hour, but I ordered a $200 bottle of wine. I'm going to tip $40 if I tip 20% on that.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only guy left. That $40 goes right in your pocket. You know I'm going to spend at least $300, $350 on dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a good bottle of wine. So I'm going to be giving you $50 or $60 to stay an hour or an hour and a half.
Right.
Okay? So I would hope that would change your demeanor. You know, and again, you shouldn't have to resort to that.
You don't. And let me tell anybody out there as a restaurant customer.
You don't need to.
You do not need to
do that.
That
should have been, he should have treated me the same anyway. But I said, you know what? I want to salvage this night. And
right.
I liked that. And there was a bottle of wine that I really liked. It was a special night. It was out with my girl. So I ordered it and didn't change his demeanor one whit. And through the dinner, he actually, at entrees, he stood in the hallway. We're the only three people in the dining room, and we didn't lollygag. We mm-hmm. certainly didn't have a chance to. He's talking on his cell phone. And I thought, you know, why didn't you just tell me to go to New York?
Right.
Well, the moral of the story is that restaurant closed, and it got sold to somebody else.
You know why it closed? It closed because there was nobody in there at 9:30
But the other thing is,
that's part of the reason it closed.
The other thing is, I tip between 20 and 25%. I mean, I'm in the business, right? I tipped that guy 15%. That guy lost
right.
a ton of money by just not being nice.
And let me help you with something else. People who go out to dinner late usually tip better.
Well, that's because Mark and I go out to dinner late. we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:15. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis, of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in downtown New Brunswick, New Jersey. Today, we're joined by Michael Petrone. He is head of the property evaluation and diamond rating process within the AAA Publishing. Michael leads a team of 65 full-time professional property inspectors that determine and award the diamond ratings on thousands of properties across America, Canada, and Mexico.
Michael Petrone, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
You guys kind of authoritatively rate, I hear, I'm looking at my statistics here, 25,000 restaurants, 10,000 campgrounds, and 14,000 attractions annually.
Correct. Actually, it's more than 29,000 restaurants now. We've really expanded the inventory. And don't forget to include over 32,000 lodgings as well.
That's a lot of places to visit. 65 inspectors. How often does a place get revisited?
Well, as far as the lodging, it's every year we evaluate the properties, and restaurants are on a schedule depending on, you know, their history and their diamond rating. But the information is updated every year, and these guys are out there every day just hitting the bricks.
Wow, that's amazing.
Let's talk a little bit about how the ratings work, because I think that's interesting, certainly from a restaurant owner's perspective, but certainly as someone who uses.
Let me frame the issue for you, Michael. We have had, there's a lot of different rating organizations out there that give stars. Now, why that's confusing is, I mean, everybody who lives in New York knows that the New York Times operates on a 4-star rating system. We know that the Mobile Travel Guide, if you know a little more, operates on a 3-star rating system. We've just had Time Out New York begin a 6-star rating system. We have New York Magazine operate on a 5-star system. So 4 stars from the New York Times is not the same as 4 stars from Time Out Magazine. You guys eschew stars completely. You have your own system called Diamonds. Isn't it getting more confusing for the customer out there? How many stars, how many diamonds, what, don't you think?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's also true with online lodgings and all of the online travel companies. So our approach is a simple one. We've been around a long time. We've had full-time people in the field since 1937 doing inspections.
How do they still get around? Do they use walkers? I'm just kidding. It's not the same people. I know. Anyway, go ahead.
What differentiates us is, one, our tenure. Two, of course, the diamonds. It's rather unique. We actually implemented that in conjunction with our diamond anniversary, which was 1977. And at that time, we made a decision not to use stars. And another thing that differentiates us is, of course, having the full-time experts in the field. I know that somebody like the New York Times has food critics, but a lot of these online rating companies, you're getting on-the-street reviews from people who may have been at the restaurant. I mean, you don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We use published criteria.
And they're glorified blogs. We see a lot of that.
Absolutely.
Kind of, you know, the glorified blogger who's not a professional just writing something for some publication or another, especially online.
And that's what we offer. We offer expert opinion. These folks see more restaurants than anybody else. I mean, they're on the average 150 restaurants a year.
Now, do they actually sit and dine in the restaurant, or do they just go and inspect the property?
They actually do dine. We do a minimum of 3 courses, and we do all levels, from one diamond being the simple basic eatery that focuses on maybe ribs or burgers, to 5 diamond, meaning that it's a world-class property with the highest trained chef and service staff.
Now, where online do I go to apply for this position working for you guys?
You got to stand in line first, and then you got to be prepared to put on about 50 to 20 pounds in your first month.
I don't know that that's possible.
you haven't seen us. We need an owner. Actually, in the spirit of full disclosure, we should let our listening audience know that we have Stage Left was awarded 4 diamonds. Which is 4 out of 5 diamonds for our restaurant here in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So we're not completely unbiased. We like you guys. You guys are completely unbiased, and that's one of the things that really recommends the trusting the diamond system.
What I'll say is that I don't know who any of the diamond reviewers ever have been in our restaurant, yet obviously they have been there several times over the past few years as we've been, had that award for a little bit of time now. So, how do you retain that anonymity?
It's a lot easier for restaurants, quite frankly, because, we're going in and we're just blending in with everybody else. We're trying to be anonymous. We want our experience to be just like one of our 50 million members that would frequent a restaurant or a lodging. So we take great strides to remain anonymous, and there's a lot of ways to do it, from names to whatever. So I don't want to give away all of our secrets.
Now, when something happens in a restaurant, I'm curious about this, because I know a lot of publications that go into a restaurant one time and will write something either scathing or write something tremendous. And I've kind of always been one of, in the camp of, if something happens out of the norm, whether it's terrible or great, that you really need to revisit that and make sure that is actually the norm of that place. When something happens in a restaurant and it's outside of what you expected to happen in that restaurant, does that make you more apt to go back to it?
Absolutely, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that there are options for our members as they travel around North America. So, you know, if there's a property that has a restaurant that has a good reputation and we might have a bad experience, sure, we'll give it another chance. But I think it's important to note, too, and it's one more difference between us and the stars, is that Diamonds, you know, we're really not going in as food critics. We do rate food service and decor and apply weights to each of those categories. However, a one diamond does not mean that the property or that the restaurant is poor and a five that it is great. It just, we're trying to capture an experience rather than, you know, critique the service or the chef.
I want to flesh that out more in just a moment. We'll be back talking with Michael Petrone of AAA. He's in charge of their professional property inspectors and who decides what awards these various hotels and restaurants are going to get across the country. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 1125.
The place, Brooklyn, New York, post-World War II. An Italian-American woman named Catherine Lombardi cooks for her family. What's so special about that? Well, lots. Food was central back then. Good food handed down from the traditions of two countries. Food that filled the whole house with the sweet smells of garlic, tomato, and basil. No matter when you stopped by or who you were sure to be fed and fussed over. Catherine showed her love on the plate and out of the pot. Any who were lucky enough to receive it never forgot. This is Mark Pascal from the Restaurant Guys Radio Show and Stage Left. I've just opened Catherine Lombardi Restaurant in New Brunswick, and its mission, to live up to the standards set by Catherine Lombardi. So come by the bar, sit by the fire. Have some fresh mozzarella and antipasto. The manicotti and tortelloni are amazing, and the veal chop will make you cry. Our wine list, of course, without parallel. We've got to live up to the standards set by Catherine Lombardi. You see, Catherine Lombardi was my grandmother. Come let me show you where I came from.
Catherine Lombardi Restaurant in New Brunswick, 732-296-9463 or CatherineLombardi.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi. And we're talking with Michael Petrone, who is the head of property evaluation on the Diamond Rating System for AAA. Now, the other difference between AAA and some other rating systems is that you were saying before the break that having one diamond from the AAA guide is not necessarily...
Doesn't mean that it's of lesser quality necessarily.
It's often something that's very... It is very coveted. It's a special thing to have. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, some of your best places known for barbecue or burgers or pizza might fall into the one diamond category, and that's because it's really they're offering a straight forward experience with down-home, straightforward, in-your-face stuff, and it can be fantastic. And I think that's the biggest challenge we face is that because the public is barraged with 1 to 4 star or 1 to 5 star, whether it's movies or whatever, people tend to think that a 1 star is inferior to a 5 star. And we're just simply here to tell you that it's a different experience. It can be equally as fantastic depending on, you know, what you're looking for. And that's really what we're trying to do is match members to the experience, and then hopefully it meets their expectations.
So 1 star might be a great hot dog stand. 2 stars might be self-service. 1 diamond might be a great hot dog stand. 2 diamonds might be something with, you need plates and silverware. 3 diamonds is where we have a sit-down service, and then maybe 4 diamonds is a destination restaurant. And 5 diamonds would be one of the best restaurants in the country.
Correct. You're right on with that. Very good.
Thanks.
So what I want to talk about when we come back from the break is there any delineation of necessarily quality, or are you guys just setting up expectations?
Yeah, and we'll leave this as a cliffhanger. Do you ever go into a restaurant and say, yeah, we're just going to not review this? Hold on a second. Don't answer that question. If you want to find out, you have to come back after the news. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 1130.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to the Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every day from 11 to noon. Reach us through restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
And the reason you listen to radio and not watch TV is because we can have people on like Michael Patrone, who is head of property evaluation and the diamond rating process within AAA Publishing. He leads the team of 65 full-time professional property inspectors who shall remain anonymous. So they may come on the radio, but they'll never come on TV.
So, Michael, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, what kind of makes that experience and gets this type of rating. Is it strictly quantitative? You have this, this, and this, so you are Ford Diamond, or is there a qualitative feature?
And the cliffhanger question we had left people with before the news was, do you ever go into a place and say, yeah, this just doesn't have a place in the AAA guide?
I think I'll talk about that first because that's really what we do first. We go in and we apply a set of criteria, and we call those the requirements, and there are 12 of them. And they range from, you know, the property must be clean and well-maintained, and it also must offer wholesome food, and the staff must be courteous and conscientious. So there's 12 requirements that a property first must meet, and if they fail any of those, then sure, we're going to walk out and say, you know, this isn't approved for our members. But providing that they meet all of the requirements, we then actually eat there. We have three courses, as I mentioned earlier. And we do look at food, service, and decor, and many attributes within, everything from the presentation to the ingredients to the preparation, you know, how did they handle reservations or seating, the overall service. And then, of course, decor. There's many things to look at, everything from the entrance foyer to the glassware, flatware, et cetera. And in addition to that, that is, each of those categories are assigned a rating based on established criteria. But in addition to that, we have three zones, one which we call the O zone, which is a subjective area where a property can score pluses or minuses based on food and how it impacted you. You know, did it taste good? Was it flavorful? Those types of things. We also have one called the hospitality zone, where we, you know, they get similar points for the hospitality of the property. Were they congenial? Were they well-groomed? Were they attentive? And then finally, a comfort zone, where we look at things like illumination, table spacing, traffic flow, and, you know, was this property busy or was there nobody in it? So it's a good combination of both objective criteria and subjective.
Well, now, if the property is busy or there's nobody in it, how does that affect the rating?
Well, what it would do, it would... Let's say you go into a property and you're sitting there dining by yourself and it's Friday night at 7 o'clock, it would score a negative one. And if everything else was fine, you know, negative one, negative two, it could slightly impact, you know, the rating. It could be the difference between a two diamond and a three diamond. But it's not just one thing, and that's the beauty of what we do. We go in and we kind of look at the pieces, and then in the end, get the big picture, and that's really what we're looking for, is the big picture of the experience.
Well, now, but again, you guys don't, if some place is bad, you don't write, and by the way, this place was terrible. I mean, I think that sometimes you'll see in publications there'll be a negative review. If it's negative, you guys don't include it.
No, actually, that's true, and we don't really think that's our purpose. We're going in, and we're looking for properties that are going to be a good experience for members, and then we just try to do the best to describe them to the members. Now, we are looking into, in the near future, going to an online community where we would potentially allow members to write reviews. So we would enter into the blogosphere, if you will. But we plan to differentiate ourselves in that only those that have been verified to have that experience or our AAA members will be allowed to comment. So I think that's an important checkpoint that a lot of these stars and whatever online may not have in place.
Well,
I'll tell you, as a restaurant owner, you know sometimes when somebody's written something negative about you or even positive about you, necessarily that may be somebody who had an axe to grind for whatever reason. Or,
well, there's a phenomenon going on in New York right now that a couple of my friends who own, you know, these cocktail lounges are very popular in New York, and very high-end cocktail lounges. And I've spoken with a couple of friends who own cocktail places, and they say, you know, once in a while, we need to ask someone to leave or cut someone off.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, and my one friend was throwing out I was there, and they were just an unruly patrons who came in having had too much to drink. They had one drink. And my friend very graciously said, you know, we should end this. Whatever you paid for is on me. You've just got to go. And as they walked out the door, she said, and you can read about that tomorrow on CitySearch.com. And, you know, it is while I think the blogosphere is a very valuable resource for people who are into food, there's a lot to consider the source. And I think the AAA guide is a very reputable source. How do people use – now, when you go into our restaurant, you'll see three different Four Diamond Awards plates on our wall. But short of actually being in there and looking at it, how do people – get your guides? Do they need to be members to get the guides?
Well, to get the guides, yes, you have to be a AAA member. However, they can go online to AAA.com, and we are just doing what we call easy access, which is opening up the website for non-members as well. They won't be privy to a lot of the special information that members would get. However, they can go on. They can use our travel planning tools. The Internet Trip Tip, which was recognized as the best travel planning tool, and that includes all the competitors that you may have used online, which I won't name. But so that's open.
That's okay. We will. Don't worry about it, Mike.
We can name your competitors. They're not our competitors. You know, I have to say what's funny is I had two experiences just a couple of weeks ago where I thought well of AAA in both instances, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not making this up, and Mark can attest to this. I got the notification that we were again awarded Four Diamonds. Thank you for that. And we're going to go to the dinner where the award is made. Our partner Lou is going to go and accept on our behalf. And that very same day, I got a flat tire and couldn't get the back tire off my car. So I had a double AAA day, you know? So I recommend membership, you know?
There you go. You could have used your AAA membership card for many discounts as well on the way. So.
Well, there you go.
But I didn't stop anywhere. I just wanted to get to the garage and get home.
All right, Michael, I have a remembrance as a kid. What would happen is before we would go to trip, my parents would go to the AAA office, and they would pick up a whole bunch of maps, and they would pick up the dining guide and other things that they would pick up by being AAA members. And now, but are fewer people using the actual brick and mortar store, and more people using, you know, the TripTik and things like that as a means to plan their trips?
Well, yeah, I think internet use in general is way up, and of course, as the demographics change of the AAA member, so does their usage habits. So, you know, we still distribute over 160 million different travel publishing articles. So, I mean, we're still out there, and that doesn't even include the internet. So, they can still go to the AAA office. They can go on AAA.com. They can custom print their own triptych online. So, we're evolving just as, you know, the members' uses and needs are evolving. So, I think it's a good match. Just have to go on. If you haven't been on AAA.com and use the tools available, it's just a fabulous resource.
Michael, before we go to a break, I just want to tell you one of my favorite things to use AAA for is to make sure my tire gets changed when it's really, 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 really cold out.
we don't have that problem here in Florida.
We'll be back in just a moment talking with Michael Petrone, who's the lead inspector and heads a team of 65 full-time property inspectors for the AAA Publishing. Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:45. Hi, this is Francis of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants, and also of the Restaurant Guys radio show. You know, one of the best things about the restaurant business is the creative side of it. Coming up with big ideas and then turning those concepts into reality is awesome. It's what I love most about what I do. But it can't stop there. If you can't communicate exactly what it is you're doing, then you'll find yourself standing alone in your dining room, just you and your big ideas. The Mardini Group can help you get your ideas across to others. The Mardini Group is a boutique graphic design firm, and they do extraordinary work. We use them, and as you know, we only use the best. Whether it's menu design, product packaging, a corporate report, promo material, a homepage, or an awesome logo for a brand new project like Catherine Lombardi, we turn to the Mardini Group. Some small business owners don't realize how important it is to have a strong visual identity. Without it, you come across as less than professional. That can cost you trust, and that lowers your bottom line. First impressions count for a lot, and that's why you need the Mardini Group. Go to RestaurantGuysRadio.com and click on the Mardini Group link, or call them at 718-694-9944. The Mardini Group for graphic design. 718-694-9944. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Martin Francis, stage left and captain of the party. We are the Restaurant Guys, and we're talking with Michael Petrone from AAA. You know, we've been talking about restaurants, and one of the great things about, I mean, most people in New York who are in the restaurant business know what Frank Bruni, the New York Times restaurant critic, looks like. We know what Adam Platt looks like. We know what Gail Green looks like. And you can't be the single restaurant critic for a major publication in a city for very long and really retain your anonymity and anonymity again, at least in the highest, like from the highest restaurants. Your reviewers, I don't know a single restaurateur who knows what a single AAA inspector looks like. And do you move them around from city to city? How does that happen?
Well, actually, they have their own territory throughout. We inspect in Canada, the United States, Mexico, and the Caribbean. And so we have 65 inspectors living within their territory. Now, primarily they're responsible for their territory. But, yeah, in the bigger cities, we have to be creative and shuffle people in and out. New York City is a prime example of that. There are so many fabulous restaurants in New York City. Not only is it a challenge to list them, but, yes, to stay anonymous as well.
Well, now, do you have a whole different set of problems for your hotel inspectors? Do your hotel inspectors sort of ask to see the laundry room, and is it harder to remain anonymous as a hotel inspector?
Well, it's a little different. On the 1-3 diamond properties, we go in and just do physical inspections. So we arrive unannounced, and we ask to see the GM, and we actually tour the property with the property representative. But when you make the 4 and 5 diamond level, the evaluation includes an overnight anonymous service test. So we measure over 400 criteria from the time you get out of your car till the time you check out. So we have to be very creative again, and that's really where we do a lot more shuffling of people.
Yeah, if somebody has to see my computer room in the restaurant, I'm going to suspect something's up.
All right, so now let's go back to restaurants. Now, when you get into the 4 and 5 diamond level of restaurants, I mean, that's pretty exclusive. I mean, how many 4 and 5 diamond, say, restaurants are there in New York City or the New York City area?
That list I don't have, but I will tell you that there are only 57 five diamond restaurants in North America, and that's out of 29,000. So that's less than 0.25%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's of what's listed.
Right. That's not counting the ones you went in and delisted.
No. So. That's the ones that are approved. And the 4 diamond, 2.6% of that 29,000 are 4 diamond.
That's pretty
well. That's nice. We feel good about that.
So yeah. There you go. Yes.
All right. So final question. Now, this is a real question that I believe some of our listeners are actually thinking right now. How would one apply for a job as an inspector for AAA, and what are the criteria you use to decide who your inspectors are?
Well, actually, the openings are few and far between, but the best thing to do is to watch the Hospitality Wires, because that is what we're looking for. We are looking for somebody that has a background, either they've worked in the hospitality business for years. They know about it. And they're willing to, quite honestly, spend time by themselves. They're able to manage themselves, and it can be lonely on the road because, depending on the size of the territory, there is a lot of travel involved.
And this is a full-time job?
Full-time job. Been that way ever since 1937.
Yeah, my guess is West Virginia has a lot more ground to cover than New York City.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, some of the more compact territories are located around the big cities, so you hit that right on the head.
Sure, because, I mean, if you're in New York City, I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a restaurant. And if you're, you know, if you're in Nebraska, there's
You've got to say swing a dead cat. That's really the analogy you need
use. I've never actually swung a dead cat, but I would imagine. Can you imagine the animal rights people if they found out that they're already mad at me for serving meat, you know? You're looking at maybe the most comprehensive group of inspectors operating in North America. What do you see as restaurant trends on the high end? We had Grant Ackett's on the show just recently. You know, and he's practicing avant-garde cuisine and you know, very surprising, forward-looking. It's been called molecular gastronomy, though he's not crazy about that moniker. What do you see as the trends in the high-end restaurants across North America?
Well, we do see molecular gastronomy, and quite honestly, having a background as a chef myself, I can see where that would be considered avant-garde, creative, and I can see the evolution. I don't know. I don't know how well that's going to take off. I would think that it really depends on you know, how people are going to react to it. People don't seem to like their food to be highly manufactured. Architectural cuisine was good. I'm not so sure this is going to play out, but they may prove me wrong. Right now, the hot things seem to still be very eclectic settings. Fusion cuisines, I think, are still hot, whether it's Latin American, Mediterranean, or Pan-Asian. An example of that, I was in a restaurant the other night, and I had a fried green tomato salad. And it had the traditional fried green tomatoes, but it had pancetta in with it, and it had red curry Thai dressing and things of that nature. So there's a blending of cuisines, and that seems to be working. Organic.
Are you going to tell us what restaurant it was?
No.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
Nobody's listening.
All right, we're down to our last minute, but I have a question I have to throw out.
Hold on one second. I just love when like interviews would be like, just between you and me.
Yeah, right. We're on the radio. Just between you and me and our audience. Okay, so now we have 45 seconds, and the question is there, in your opinion or AAA's opinion, a best restaurant in America and or a best hotel in America?
Well, I would say in closing that there is, 57 best restaurants and 93 lodgings. I hate to pinpoint any one of them because, you know.
Nobody gets 5.5 diamonds?
No, not at all.
Nobody gets 5 diamonds plus from Michael Petrone. And there you have it from the source. Michael, thanks for being on the show. You've been great.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Michael.
That's AAA. You can get their publishing guide on their destination guide online, which we'll link you to through our website, restaurantguysradio.com. And you can also just join AAA and get it for free. And then you can also get your tire changed if you need to. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:55. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Mark and Francis, the Restaurant Guys.
So we were talking to Michael Petrone about AAA, and yes, Francis and I do use the AAA guidebooks and when we're traveling. And truly, when I was younger, you'd go to the AAA store, get a bunch of maps, do all that stuff to get ready for, you know, your drive across country.
I'll tell you what else I used it for just recently. You go to the AAA office, and that's where you pick up your international driver's license.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Valid for a year from the time you get it. And I was riding a motorcycle in Austria this summer. And in a lot of countries where they didn't used to crack down, what it is basically, you present your driver's license, it's a translation into whatever language.
Oh, nice.
So it's translation into all the European languages. So I have an international driver's license in case I got pulled over when I was riding my bike in Austria.
More likely
to fall off the bike than get pulled over. But if I fell off, they'd be able to know who I was. Anyway, you were saying?
So you and I, and you were with me this day last year, the thing that I am most happy with my AAA membership card is we're walking out of the restaurant. We walk to the parking deck, which is about 50 yards from the restaurant where we park our cars, and I have a flat tire. And it is bitter, bitter, bitter cold. And I reach in to the back of my car, pop the trunk.
Wearing your expensive suit.
Wearing my very nice suit and thinking, I'm going to get really dirty now, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
And I believe I said something to you like, what are you doing? You have AAA.
And I was like, yes, I do have AAA. And again, true story, Francis and I looked at each other, said, want a beer?
We went back to the restaurant.
We went back to the restaurant. The tow truck called me when they arrived. We had a beer. I went down, said, oh, you can change a tire. It took them about a minute and a half to change a tire instead of the 45 minutes it would have taken me.
And less cursing.
And much less cursing. With the spare on the tire, the spare on the car. And I drove away a happy guy.
Did you feel like less of a man because you didn't change your time?
No, I felt like more of a man. I had a beer.
I hope you've enjoyed this ridiculous hour with the Restaurant Guys. I am Francis Chung.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
We are the Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 12 noon.